latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines, and we'll start with the news that defender DeAndre Yedlin has praised boss Rafa Benitez for helping him develop his game this summer. After moving to the Magpies from Tyneside from rival Sunderland this last summer, Yedlin helped his team win promotion to the Premier League and prove it is the ability to influence a game both in attack and defence due to his pace, and he of course looked good on the counter. But he said of his manager, when speaking to The Guardian, "I think he's been good for me. He's just made me a more complete player. He's given me advice on picking better options to go forward and picking times when to stay back. Over to positioning on both attacking and defensively, I'm very fortunate to have him as a manager." Moving on, and Christian Atsu has had a knee operation, but the winger will still be fit for pre-season. Atsu was yesterday omitted from Ghana's squad for an African Cup of Nations qualifier against Ethiopia and friends against Mexico and the USA next month. 25-year-old this week joined Newcastle from Chelsea in a £6.2 million deal. Atsu has signed a 4-year deal at St James' Park, had impressed. Reports suggest he has now had to have surgery on his knee, but is expected to recover in time to turn with the rest of the squad. Finally then, into other news, and Tammy Abraham could also be on his way to the club. He is being linked with Brighton this season as well after their promotion to the top flight. Of course, he massively impressed last year in the ability to help Bristol City move into relegation safety, but now Newcastle are planning to add him to their attack. And finally, then, Newcastle United defender Paul Dummett has made himself unavailable to play for Wales. He's yet to play in a combat of international, has won two caps, both in a friendly match against the Netherlands, and Wales manager Chris Coleman said he doesn't want to play international football, which is a disappointment from our point of view, but he's made that decision and we have to abide by that. That's all then for today's Newcastle headlines. We'll have more news later.